What's going on, guys? It's your boy DJ Scanless here, and we're back with an all new episode of Scanless Talk. Now, this is going to be my first ever movie type review, and I don't want to be like a regular movie review channel or anything like that. I'm not going to break down scene for scene. I'm just going to give you my overall opinion on the movie and the whole franchise of The Lion King and where it might lead. I know you guys are really used to my hip-hop oriented stuff, but I want this channel to be more about movie reviews, TV show reviews, and hip-hop talk, Tupac talk, and everything in between. I think overall, when I find a good content that I can provide for you guys, I will probably focus more on that. So to begin, I just went and just saw the Lion King movie a couple days ago. I know everybody's been talking about it on YouTube lately, and it just hit the $1 billion mark, and I just found this article on Variety. I'm not sure if you guys like Variety or not, but the overall article was about it passing $1 billion, and as you may know, Disney has a stranglehold over the entire box office with Lion King, Aladdin, and Toy Story. And most of these are just remakes and rehashes of old movies, but they just keep on pushing out and capitalizing on nostalgia. For me, I like the whole idea of a remake, especially of like a 90s show or a 90s movie, a cartoon, because growing up in the 90s, when I seen Aladdin and stuff like that, I always envision what it would be like if it was with real people. And overall, I think remakes can have a good side and a bad side. It just matters on how they remake it and how they put it out. If they're going to remake it shot for shot and stay true to the origin of the characters and the whole story, I think it could be good. But if they're going to go in, they're going to change everything about the characters, race swap and gender swap and stuff like that, and change their whole origin, I think it can be very bad. So before we actually get into my overall opinion, I'm just going to go over what this article says. It says, the box office, The Lion King becomes the fourth Disney film to cross $1 billion this year, which is amazing because like 10 years ago, you could not even envision more than one movie going over $1 billion besides Avatar. And ever since the whole Marvel thing and Endgame and Infinity War, Disney just been, every movie that they do basically is going over $1 billion, which is amazing. Okay, so moving on down, it says Disney's Lion King roared past another box office milestone, crossing the $1 billion mark after less than 3 weeks in theaters. This movie joins Endgame, Captain Marvel, Aladdin as the fourth Disney title to surpass $1 billion in global ticket sales this year. It's yet more evidence the company's utter dominance of the film space. Thanks to its blockbuster-heavy slate, Disney has nearly 38% of the domestic market share, a cut that increases to more than 40% when Fox, the studio's parent company, purchased earlier this year, which I don't even think even should have been allowed because Disney has such a stranglehold, like I was saying, over mostly the whole entire box office. So I don't know why they would allow Disney to buy out Fox and gain rights to all the other Marvel characters and all the other content that Fox actually owns, such as Avatar and The Simpsons and everything else. It's just going to make them more powerful and make them more supreme in the box office, where little small companies and little small films can't compete with the higher end of the Disney movie franchise. Further on down, it says the milestone comes on the heels of another Disney benchmark. Last weekend, the company set a new all-time record for global ticket sales for the single studio. Disney hit $7.67 billion worldwide, smashing the mark previously held in 2016 with $7.61 billion. Disney set a new record in 2016 with four films that grossed over $1 billion. In the coming months, Disney will release Frozen 2, Maleficent, a sequel, and Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. That means there's awfully a good chance that Disney could field at least one more $1 billion grosser by the time January 2020 rolls around. Which, I think Rise of Skywalker will hit $1 billion, but I don't think it's going to do better than Last Jedi or The Force Awakens due to all the backlash revolving around how they treated Luke Skywalker and his character arc, and also been pushing these new characters to us rather than trying to keep old characters around like Harrison Ford and stuff like that. Alright guys, I'm going to show you this other little website here, and it actually shows you comparisons between the real life animals and the CGI animation. As you may know, Disney has been promoting this as live action. It's really not live action, it's all CGI. Basically the same concept that they used in Terminator Salvation and Terminator Genesis, where they basically took a young Arnold's face and put it onto another person's body. So moving on down, you have Simba versus a real lion, which I think looks amazing. Obviously, the ears are more standing out. You don't really have this long, elongated jawline such as here. It's more rounder. But overall, it looks almost identical. Young Simba versus a real lion cub. Obviously, it's more smooth and stuff here. He's probably been running around everywhere. Puma versus a real warthog, you know. I think this is beautiful, and a lot of people say, oh, well, it looks very soulless, which I think the movie does look really soulless, but you can actually tell by this screenshot here, he's more smiling, and I don't know if that's like Photoshop after they already did the movie, that they want to make it more child-oriented and more lifelike, so they try to add a little smiley to some of the characters. Overall, in the movie, I didn't really see that. Here's Timon. Zazu and Rafiki, which Rafiki, he's more like the cartoon here as opposed to the way he looks like in real life, but it still looks almost exact. And here you have Mufasa, which the real life counterpart, his ears are kind of showing compared to the other lion that we've seen earlier. Here's Nala. CGI animation versus the real life counterpart. Again. And then there's Sarabi. And Scar, which I know a lot of people complain that Scar wasn't fully black, but there really isn't like a black mane lion and brown. The way that they make Scar is he's more hungry for food and he's starving because he's not the leader of the pride. So he's basically a scavenger type of lion. So he's going to be, his mane's not going to be as full. His fur's not going to be as bright. And he's going to be a lot lighter than Mufasa. And obviously the scar on his face represents that he's a scavenger. He has to fight for his food. So he may have gotten that from another lion or a hyena. We don't really know. And right here is the hyenas, which in the movie, you know, I think they were portrayed good, but you didn't really have the Eddie character. I think the one character was kind of like Ed, but they didn't really make him as, what's the word, retarded as the original. And I think that really took away. And you had Whoopi, you know, be a main character in the original. And she only had like a couple lines in the new remake. And she was basically like a leader under Scar, which was very different than the original. I do like that they are remaking some of these movies because as a fan, as watching Lion King, I always envision of how they would actually remake some of these films in live action. I think overall remakes can do a lot to expose the story to younger fans. Like for me, back in like 95, 96 when I was a young kid, I probably wouldn't have been watching movies from the 70s or movies from the late 80s unless it was like Back to the Future and it was on TV. Kids these days have more access to movies and stuff like that over streaming devices over the internet than we had in the 90s. We would have to get VHS tapes and stuff like that. We could not even order on the computer or on the TV like kids do these days. So they have more access to the classics and stuff like that. Like for me, I did not want to watch a 25-year-old movie, a 30-year-old movie. And there was some exceptions like Back to the Future, Gremlins and stuff like that. But overall, I do not think I would have wanted to watch some of these movies, so I think them remaking them exposes the story to a new generation of fans. The only problem I have with that is they change so much about the original characters and the original origin that it does not compare to the original story. So like for me, I was such a big fan of the Power Rangers and the first season with Tommy as Green Ranger and stuff like that, but when they came out with it, the reason I hated the Power Rangers movie is because they took the whole first season and they banked on using all the original names, you know, Jason, Trini, Kimberly, I think it was Zach, and then Tommy, even though Tommy wasn't even in that one. They had Rita and everything. But then when they did the movie, they race swapped everybody, which was okay. But if they were going to do that, why didn't they use the second group of characters such as Rocky and Aisha and stuff like that, that they had in the 1997 movie? So it really just seemed like they were banking off the original name. the original characters and trying to force that nostalgia factor. And what they end up doing is they end up changing all the characters. Jason was such as like a heroic type leader in the original. And I think he was like a karate type instructor too. And you know, in the original, he was fighting Tommy, doing the karate classes and stuff like that. But in this one, in the remake, he's like a juvenile delinquent. He's breaking the law. He's very emo-ish. And it's so totally against his character. Like, that type of character would have been more suited for Tommy, which is the bad guy, which was under Rita's spell. So when they came out with this and they changed the whole characters and it didn't really relate to it, it just seemed like they were just banking off the nostalgia and trying to get fans really into this movie, even though it didn't even relate to the source material. And I think that's the same way with such as Star Wars, where you have Luke Skywalker. He's such a iconic figure, and then you try to force him into being a beta male, or you try to force him into being a child murderer and stuff like that. And it's just so against the character, and that's why a lot of people do not support the new Star Wars, because they want to take something, they want to bank off the name, and they want to change every aspect about it to fit whatever their agenda is today. But overall with Lion King, I think they had to really remake it scene for scene, because if they did not, I think a lot of people would have hated this movie. And I think they wanted to really use this type of technology and really make a lot of money on it, but they did not want to risk it by having a new story with this technology. Like, if they would came out with a movie about a pelican or flamingo or something like that, they probably would not have made $1 billion on it, even though the technology is great, the visuals are amazing in this movie, but they would not have made all that money. So they really did the same thing as the Power Rangers did and other movies did, which is bank on the original name, bank on the franchise, the nostalgia factor of all the 90s kids coming to see it too and taking their kids. So overall, I think the visuals were amazing, but like I said, it's very soulless. And really, that's the type of problem you have with this movie. If you want to make it so lifelike, then you can't really have real human-like emotion with the characters. So you can't really have them smile or look angry like you did in the cartoon. Now, if you did that, it'll probably look more like the Cats movie, which looks horrendous, but that's a whole nother video, whole nother topic if I ever do that. So, like, you got to take one or the other. And if it would have been live action, like kind of like CGI live action, and they have the human-like emotions, I think a lot of people would have wanted to get in set too and be like, oh, it's not realistic enough. But then when you go super realistic, they're like, oh, it's not as cartoony as it doesn't have enough emotion like the original. So it's a double-edged sword there, and you can't really win. I think they made it as realistic as possible. Obviously, they're still talking in English and everything, so it's not really super realistic. But overall, it gave you a sense of what it might look like if they were actually real. Obviously, I would have preferred more emotion, but like I said, it's a double-edged sword. You had to pick one or the other. I think they did this shot for shot, like I said, because they did not want to screw themselves, and they did not want all the fans to pull away from it and not go see the movie. But they also want to reboot the franchise. And I think this is kind of like what they did with The Force Awakens, where you had Chewie, where you had Han Solo back into the mix. And then they basically either got rid of a lot of their scenes in this, you know, the sequels, or they basically killed them off. So I think the future of the franchise is, I think they're going to really remake, not remake, I think they're really going to make a sequel to this movie. And it's not going to be like Simba's Pride. And I think they're going to do the same thing with Aladdin. And I think they, like I said, they had to remake it almost shot for shot, which a little bit of difference is, so people would actually go see it and it would make the money. Now they can focus on doing original stories with this, which I don't know how well that's going to turn out. It might be a dud. It probably will be a dud, and I probably won't go see it. The only reason I went and I saw it is because the kid in me wanted to see how it would be as a lifelike type movie. But anyways, guys, let me know down below if you guys think there will be sequels to this movie, and if you would go see the movie, and what did you think of the movie as is right now that they released? Do you think it was very soulless? Do you think it was ultra realistic that you would have preferred it this way? Do you think that they should have had more expressions? Let me know down below. Do you think it should have been more colorful, I think. There's a lot of scenes that are very dark, and I think that they should have made it more bright, like the original, like when Simba's running through the gorge and the stampede is after him. I think it should have been more yellow, goldish tint, but that's just me. All right, guys, so some of the other problems I have with the movie, and obviously this, if you haven't seen the movie already or the original, it's basically pretty much the same. So this is going to be like a spoiler type. I don't know. I'm not going to break down the whole entire scene or scenes. The one problem I have with this movie is that some scenes were cut short, and there were some scenes where they changed the wording of certain iconic moments. For me, one iconic moment of the Lion King movie was when Nala is chasing Pumbaa, and Pumbaa goes and he gets stuck under a tree and he says, "She's gonna eat me." That line is not even in the movie, and that's such a line that stands out for me. There's also another line where Simba is talking to Rafiki, and Rafiki is basically hitting him with a stick. I guess you didn't want Rafiki to be more like a ninja like he was in the original, but that's what made it funny, and that was the comedic relief. And the one thing that they removed is when Rafiki is telling him about Mufasa and how he knows Simba. And the line was when Simba says, "Do you know who I am?" or something along the lines of that. And the original, Rafiki goes, "You're Mufasa's boy." And that line is not in the remake. And for me, that was such a iconic type line, and they totally butchered it and removed it too. There's other lines in the movie that they did the same thing, but I just can't think of it right now. One thing I would have changed, I would still had the original Scar voice actor. I think the version that they had now, at times it was very hard to distinguish Scar from Mufasa in certain scenes. And I think, you know, my mother said the same thing. She said that when she saw the movie, at certain times she thought it was Mufasa talking or it was Scar talking for Mufasa, and it became very confusing. Obviously James Earl Jones is great at what he does, but the problem is they sounded too much alike. And I think if you didn't have James Earl Jones, the voice actor that they had for Scar, the new one, would have been perfect for Mufasa. I think they sound too close alike. And some scenes, Nala and Zarabi and some of the characters look too similar. It was hard to really concentrate on who was who. That was one of the problems I had. And then also, it seemed like, I'm not really sure if Disney told the voice actors to tone it down, because in the original, James Earl Jones, his lines were such more, I want to say, powerful, and had such more force to him. And really, the remake, he toned it down a lot, considerably. Like, there was one line where, obviously, like, Simba goes out and he goes into that shadowy place, right? And he's not supposed to go there, and Mufasa has to come and save him. And then, you know, Mufasa's sitting on the hill, and you have Nala and Simba right behind him with Zazu. In the original, James Earl Jones says it was such passion and force. He goes, "Simba," you know, and you don't really have that in the remake. It's very just like Simba, you know. And there, you can definitely tell with James Earl Jones in a lot of different moments, it's just very lackluster. I don't really know if Disney told him to do this because the expressions on their face was not there like it in the cartoon, and I feel like it just took away from the overall movie. Anyways, guys, that's it for my whole little voice blog here, whatever you want to call it. I hope to do more like this. I hope you guys like it. So let me know down below if you guys enjoyed this, if you want to see more like this, and let me know your thoughts on the movie. Take care. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.